Mem Hei Amid Beis Tana Rabbanan, about two-thirds of the way down. And we are in the sugyas of Motzi Shemra. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Hamotzi Shemra, Loke V'Nosein Me'asela. As we know, the Torah tells us, Motzi Shemra is unique in the area of halacha, as we said yesterday, Chiddushu, the Gemara called it. So Motzi Shemra, if a husband is found out to be false, to be Motzi Shemra, Loki gets Malkus, and he pays Me'asela based on the Pesukim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lilkos Loke Mikol Makom. He always gets Malkus. What exactly is the Machlokas based on? What are they arguing about? As we will see. Me'asela ba'al nosein, lo ba'al eino nosein. Rabbi Yehuda says that Malkus is always, and Me'asela is only if there was a Maisabia. Meaning, what happens if after the husband got married, he found out, before he was with his wife, he found out that she was not a Basula. And then he was Motzi Shemra. Meaning, there wasn't a Maisabia yet. Do all the halachas kick in, even if there was no Maisabia? So that's going to be the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakhama says, yes, you pay and you get Malkus, period. Sounds like even without a Maisabia. And Rabbi Yehuda says that Me'asela depends on the Maisabia, while the Malkus does not. So Kamiflagibe Plukta, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Rabbanan. And they're arguing about the machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan, which we'll have, by the Shema, today's daf, later on, who have the machlokas, how to understand the psukim in the Torah. How to understand in the halachas of Motzi Shemra, whether they apply even if there was no Maisabia done. V'hachi ka'amar, and this is how we should understand the machlokas here. Hamotzi Shemra, loke v'nosin me'asela, bein ba'al, bein shalo ba'al, kirabanan. The Tanakhama holds like the Rabbanan, who say there is no requirement for a Maisabia, no matter what, if he's Motzi Shemra, so then these halachas are going to apply. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Lilkos loke mikol makom. Malkus is going to apply no matter what. Why? As Rashi explains, and the Gemara is going to explain in a couple of lines, the Malkus here is not for Motzi Shemra specifically. The Malkus here that he would get would be for the Isser of Loseilech Rachil Ba'amecha, for the Isser of Rachilus. He's spreading slander against his wife. So forget the Maisabia, forget Sefer Dvarim. Right? Forget that. Look at Sefer Vayikra. Loseilech Rachil Ba'amecha. And therefore you're going to get Malkus for that. And add one point, Rabbi Yehuda holds Lav She'en Bo Maisa Loken Alav. Even though this does not have a Maisa, it's just a Kimas Fasav, which is not called a Maisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need a Maisa for Malkus. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So Lokos Loken Mikal Makom. Me'asela Ba'al Nosein Lo Ba'al Eino Nosein Kirib Elazar Ben Yaakov. So Rabbi Yehuda holds like Elazar Ben Yaakov, the Parsha Motzi Shemra only applies if the husband already had a Maisa Bia. And therefore, all the halachas of Motzi Shemra apply. Aye, why would you get Malkus? That's not specifically because of Motzi Shemra, but it would be because of the general Isser of Lo Seilech Rachil Ba'amecha. Lo Seilech Rachil is a separate losase in the Torah. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, in Reish Lamed Vav, there in Parshas Kedoshim, the Isser is Shalol Leragel, Mitzvah 236, not to be Miragel. What does that include? The Isser of Rechilus. V'ha'inyanhu. Shem nishma adam midavar ra b'chaveiro. If I hear something negative about my friend, shelo nelech elav v'nesaper lo ploni midavar b'dabar v'chal kach v'kach. Ela imkein tia kavanaseinu l'silu kanizakinu hashbis rif. If you have good kavana to prevent the guy from having some type of loss, to prevent the guy from machlokes, he's going to have about to buy something. If there's some type of positive result, so then fine. But if not, that is not allowed. And Misharshi HaMitzvah, he continues, as we know, Hashem Chafes Betovas Avrios Asher Bara. Hashem wants the goodness of the creations that he created. V'tzivanu bazeh kedei liyoshalem b'ineinu, ki ha-rechilus siba l'arivu mitzah. Right, rechilus just causes problems. Prate ha-mitzvah, v'rova az-harash ez-harnu z'charnum l'avracha, al rechilus, v'al, what's the partner? The al lashon hara shutafo, the shutfin, right? Rechilus and lashon hara. What exactly is the difference between the two? So look, there are various chazals that talk about it. The Chafetz Chaim at length in his Sefer Shmiras Halashon Chafetz Chaim goes through what is rechilus and what is lashon hara. Is it true? Is it not true? But the Gemara said, he quotes the Chinuch here, quotes all the Gemaras about the pernicious nature of these two. Memis haomro v'hamekablo v'hanemer alav. Lashon hara, rechilus, kills the one who's talking, the one who's listening, and the one who was said about. Right? All three are negatively affected. V'amakablo yosef ikulan. And the one who accepts it is even worse. V'yishibro harbe alav. And there's so many chazals that are related to this. V'noheges b'chol makam b'chol zman v'zachar menekevis. It applies to men, women, always. V'ha'over aleha. V'ragal alishono over alav. And if somebody violates this, then he violates the law. We paskin ain't bo malchus. Lafisha lav she ain't bo maisa. We paskin is lav she bo maisa, there's no malchus. But then he adds a scary line, unusual in the Sefer HaChinuch. But here he says it. Vikama shluchim lamakom lahalkos. Hashem has many messengers to give malchus. Milvad ritzua shel egel v'shel paris. Besides the ritzua that Bezin uses, Hashem can figure out a way to give this guy malchus. In other words, Yisurin. But that is the Sefer HaChinuch, that this is the Isser that the Gemara is talking about here, of Lo Selech Rachil Bamecha. There is an interesting discussion in the Achronim. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. Oh, yeah, it's related to Lashon Hara Rachilus. Again, without getting into the details now, in Yaradeya, Chelek Beis, Simen Kof Gimel, Bidvar La'anosh, he says, Im Rashoy Hamalameid Lomar L'Talmidim, Shem Yodin Mia Ases Adavar Agana Yodielo. The Rebbe walks in and somebody put gum on his seat. Right? The case is somebody in the class did something, and the Rebbe doesn't know. Is he allowed to ask the students, you know, I need to know who did this? Is he allowed to? Or is it being malamed the students to rachilus, or it's a positive result? Is it not? It's already done. Says Rav Moshe is not a fan. Who davar mechuar laasos kain? This is a yigrom she yakilu b'lashon hara. And he continues and he quotes. He says afshe demion la damar hakadosh baruch hu yeshua v'chil dilter ani lacha. Right, we let the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Hakadosh Yeshua ben Nun asked Hashem. So who took from the chayrim? Hashem says, I'm not telling you. Figure it out yourself. Right, Urim Batumim coming to Achan, but so Moshe goes through, even though you don't have an exact parallel to there, but I think it is something that should not be done. Rav Asher Weiss in his Sefer here in the Minchas Asher in Vayikra is not so convinced. He says if the Rebbe is doing it to teach the children how to behave, a greater good, and he has to not make an example, but just make sure that even this child who did it is mechunach properly, then it's a positive reason. He says, "V'libi lo kein yidme." He quotes, after he quotes Ramosha, "Ula daiti tali adaver begila talmidim u'bavagusam." He says, maybe it's tali on the age of the students. V'kasher yiladim rachim, v'im libam la'afchin karra'ui bein tov l'ra. If they're very, very young, you know, they don't really know and would realize what's going on, then maybe Ramosha's right. Aval, but if yiladim that already reached onas ha'pa'utos, they're already 10 years old, already 8 years old, yesh lahasbir lahem, explain to them, I'm only asking you this for a good, positive purpose. Shekol kavanaseinu lilmod, lulamei l'chol ha'talmidim archos chayim, ulachancham l'man yelchum b'derech tovim, archos tzadikim, ulaitiv l'chavei rehim. I'm doing this for the greater good. So then, if they could understand that, says the Minchas Asher, I don't think there's anything wrong with the Rebbe using this strategy. Okay, so that's related to the Isser of Rechilus, because there's a lot of Lamaisa elements. There's the Machlokas quoted Aser Sivei Tshuva time, the Machlokas, the Mishnah Brura, and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, about whether if somebody spoke Lashon Hara, I would say the same thing about Rechilus, about someone else, but they don't know about it, and there's nothing to do right now about it. Meaning, there's no Nezek that occurred from it. I just said it, that it's before Yom Kippur, and I feel bad that I did it, but it was just a moment of, I couldn't control myself, and I wanted to share, I wanted to get a good laugh. So if I go to that person, they never know about it, if I go to that person, Rav Yisrael Salanter says, and I tell them, you know, I told you this, and I said this about you, and I really feel bad about it, and I'm sorry. That's going to cause greater strife amongst Klal Yisrael. They don't know anything right now, and he respects you, and you get along. And okay, you could give the old, you know, yimochami, kind of in general, that would work. But to be specific, that would ruin the relationship. Even if you're saying, I'm sorry. So do you have to say, ask mechila in a case where the result of your mechila, if you specify, is going to make it worse? Is the whole purpose of mechila, ach vavareyus, generally good feelings, or is it specifically to cover up this aveirah? That's a machlokas achronim. Machlokas achronim. I think you say the minhag is that you can be mekel. Mekel in that you don't have to say, you should try to ask forgiveness in the general sense. If I ever did anything to you this year, you know, that would be fine. But to specify, one does not have to, because the whole purpose is to create achva v'reis. Okay, so back to our Gemara. So the Gemara said that according to the Tanakhama, there's no maisebiyah that's required. for the halacha of Motzi Shabbat to kick in. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to have a Maisa Bia based on Blaz Ben Yaakov. Ah, you'd get Malchus even without it. But that's because, Lo Selech Rachil, and I hold, says Rabbi Yehuda, that Lav She'im O Maisa, you still get Malchus for. Says the Gemara, Ika Da Amre, or possibly say, Kula Kar Blaz Ben Yaakov. Really, everybody holds that you need the Maisa Bia before these halachas kick in. V'hachi ka'amar, and this is how you should understand the machlokas. Hamotzi shemra lo kevinosi me'asela v'hu shebal. The Tadakam is just the opposite than we thought. Really, you Tadakam holds you need a ma'isabia. Meaning they both kick in, assuming there's a ma'isabia. Rabbi Yehuda omer, lilkos lo kemikol makom. Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, I'll agree with you. Why? Because the Tadakam holds lafshi ma'isa, you don't get malchus for. So you're not going to get malchus for Moti Shemra, and then there was a Maisa, there was a Maisa Bia. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Lokos Lokami Kol Makom, and therefore, you would get Malchus even without the Maisa Bia. Again, so according to the second version, the Machlokas boils down to Lav Sheim Maisa. That's the root of the Machlokas. There's no Machlokas regarding Moti Shemra, just regarding Lav Sheim Maisa. So says the Gemara, V'savar Rabbi Yehuda Lokos Lokami Kol Makom, does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that? That you get Malchus always? V'atanya, but doesn't the Brisa say, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ba'al Loke, Lo Ba'al Eino Loke. The Brisa says that only if he was Ba'al, you're going to get Malchus. So it's Kasha Rabbi Yehuda. Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold Lav Sheim Maisa? Is, you get Malchus anyway, so how could this Brisa say that Lo Ba'al, you're not going to get Malchus? So, two answers given in the Gemara. Number one, Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, Loke Malchus Mardus Midrabanan. Maybe earlier when he said Loke, he meant Malchus Mardus. Meaning, even though you get Malchus on a Lav Sheim Maisa normally, here is different. Here is different. Why? Because there's a Knas that goes along with it. And maybe the Malchus is only a package deal with the Knas. And when there's no Knas, there's not going to be Malchus. So Malchus here means not real Malchus. It means Rabbinic Malchus. Malchus Mardus Midrabanan. And Rav Papa Amar, my Ba'a Loke Diktani Hasam Mamon. When he says loke, he doesn't mean loke. He means loke that you have to pay. Loke that you have to pay. So Gemara says, Vakari le mamon malchus. Could you really call mamon malchus? Would you ever have that in? The Gemara says, yeah, you have that. But Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Haomer chatzi erki olai. If somebody says, we know that was a concept of arachin. If everybody, based on gender and age, has a certain value that if I want to give to the Beis HaMikdash, I say the erech of this person, I give that to the Beis HaMikdash. Could you give half of an erech? So if somebody says, chatzi erki alai, so that works. Half of my erech. I have a whole erech, and I want to give half of that to the Beis HaMikdash. So that works. Nosin chatzi erko. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, no. Loke venosin erech shalim. Loke, and you have to give the whole erech. Says the Gemara, loke mai. What do you mean, loke? What did you do wrong here? What aver did you do? So the Gemara says, Amar Papa, loke be'erech shalem. Loke means we punish him with fear. Not punish him. He didn't do it. Loke here doesn't mean malchus. It means we inflict upon him. We make him pay the whole erech. Why? He said, I only want to give half. My taima, gzeira chatzi erko. Atu erech chetzio. If somebody says, I want to give half of my erech, that theoretically is okay. But if somebody says, I want to give erech of half of me, not half of my erech of half of me, well, half of me? What's half of me? I can't live just half of me. And the Gemara says elsewhere, if you want to give an erech to something that you need to live, erech of a person's heart, erech of a person's liver, erech of a person's lungs, then you have to give the whole erech. Because that can't exist separately. The erech chetz yohavi le'evresh and neshama tuluya bo. Erech of half is an aver that the neshama is totally on, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda is gozer ze atu. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is gozer ze atu ze, and that's why he says you would have to give the whole erech. So what do you see from there? The language of loke can be used by mamonis. That's why we brought that issue. So two issues, though, before we continue, and that is the definition of a lav she'ein bo maisa, and lav she'ein bo maisa is a machlokas rishonim. Big sugya, just to mention the two opposite shitos. And then there's the middle shita. The Rambam, in Hilchas Chirus, in Perek Yud Gimel, talks about the isser of chasima, the isser of muzzling an animal. The Rambam says that echad achosim osa b'shas malacha, echad achosim osa b'kodem, whether I put the muzzle on before the animal does the work, or even during the work, it doesn't matter. Afilu chasma bekol. Even if I muzzle it with my voice, meaning I don't physically put a muzzle on, but right when my animal is about to eat, I go, oh, no, stop, and I muzzle it with calling to him, so that would be, I still get malchus in that case. Ask the Magen Mishnah, you didn't do anything there. If you didn't put the muzzle on, it's a lav sheim b'maisa. Says the Magen Mishnah, it must be the Rambam holds that if you could do an action with a maisa, that even if you could do an avera with a maisa, that even if you did it without a maisa here, it's still called a lav sheyesh bo maisa. That's the Rambam based on the Magen Mishnah. The efshar hayali lomar shekal lav shei efshar bo maisa ela dibur sheina dibur kari maisa aval chasima kivon sheyeshna be maisa gamor af a chasima bekol hika maisa. That is the Magen Mishnah explaining the Rambam. On the one hand, if a Maisa is possible, it's called the Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. On the other side, and you got to go through all the Sefer HaChinuch, doesn't seem to work totally, but the Sefer HaChinuch says it beferish, on the Isser of Nekama, the Isser of Revenge. So do you get Malkus for the Isser of Revenge? So the Sefer HaChinuch says, no, you don't get Malkus for the Isser of Nekama. Says the Magen Mishnah, says the Sefer HaChinuch, what do you mean? I could do revenge, you know, with a Maisa. That's most of the time. Revenge is you do something. So I, just because I didn't act on it, do I get Malkus? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, V'noheges b'chol makam b'chol zman, v'zachar v'nekevus, v'over aleha, v'kava b'libo l'sno chaveiro. If I'm koveya, if I said in my heart to hate my friend, al sheheira lo, al sheyigmulu karaso, over alav zeh, I get Malkus. And then he says, Aval Braso Rabak Yusiba Latakala Maruba. Aval Ain Lokan Alav Ze Lafisha Ain Bo Maisa. Viklal Ze Yebiatra Bakamakam Shneba Lafsha Ain Bo Maisa Ain Lokan Alav. Shava Bisha Asa Bo Shum Maisa Ain Aloki Alav Mipre Kain. Says the Chinuch, because Nekama can be violated without a Maisa, that even if you do a Maisa, you're not going to get Malkus. Mikima she'efshar laver alala b'li Maisa. V'tizkar davar zeh b'kulan, ki davar baruhu ein tzarech l'shanos b'makam acher. I don't have to repeat this. So it's kind of the opposite. The Magen Mishnah, giving pshat out of the Rambam, is if you could do it without a Maisa, if you could do it with a Maisa, that is called a lav sheyesh bo maisa, even if you did it without a maisa. The Chinuch says, if you could do it without a maisa, so then it's called a lav sheyesh bo maisa, even if you did it with a maisa. And then there are some Rishonim in Bamitzia that have the middle shita. If you did a maisa, depends on whether you did a maisa or not, to get malchus. But that is an important machlokas, how to define lav sheyesh bo maisa and ein bo maisa. Also related, one other point, the Gemara here in the first suggestion says, that maybe it's Malkus Mardus. When it says Loke, it means Malkus Mardus. There is a big discussion, the relationship between Malkus Mardus and regular Malkus. Because the language that is used by some Rishonim, the Ritva here discusses this, and the Rama Menuchas Chametz, is the Lashon is Makinoso Asha Teitzei Nafsho. You give him Malkus until his Nefesh, Teitzei Nafsho. And the question is, Teitzei Nafsho, that's a pretty strong Lashon. You know, is that really literal, right? The Rambam uses that in Al Chachamitu Matzah in Perek Vav. Asru Chachamim Lecho Matzah Be'erev Pesach. Kedei Shiyah Heker Lachilasa Be'erev. You can't eat Matzah on Erev Pesach, as we know. And Umishachal Matzah Be'erev Pesach. Makadus Makas Mardus Ad Shetetse Nafsho. That's the Rambam's Lashon. Somebody eats Matzah on Erev Pesach. Ask the Ramak, Ramosha Koi there. V'lo Yadati Taim Amai V'chi La'achar she'achal makinoso v'yafilu tema to be she'ok misherotze lechol. He continues and says, you're going to say that Malkus Darabanan is going to be worse than Malkus Daraisa? So some Rishonim say yes, because Malkus Daraisa is an onesh, for you already did something. So there's a finite amount of Malkus we're going to give you for what you did. Malkus Mardus generally is preventative. Generally, you're going to do something wrong, and we're going to try to prevent you by doing Malkus. You're not doing a mitzvah. Gemara says, let's say a prisoner refuses to sit in the sukkah. So Bez is going to hit them until they sit in the sukkah. So that continues. Because it's not an onesh. It's preventative, preventing you from doing something wrong. So that's how maybe it could go out to Tezi Nash. But the Ritva says not everybody agrees to it. And it could be that there is a limit. Maybe it's 39. Maybe it's parallel to Malkus Daraisa. That is a discussion in the Rishonim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabanan, Va'anshu Oso Zemamon. The Yisru Zemalkus, Onshuoso means mamon, the punishment, and v'yisro means malchus. That is the drasha of the Gemara. Bishlama va'anshu zem mamon. I understand that va'anshu is referring to mamon dechsiv, because the pasuk says va'anshuoso mea kesef. That's what the pasuk says. V'nasnu la v'hana'ara. El v'yisru ze malchus minalan. How do you know v'yisru means malchus? Amar Rabbi Abahu lamadnu yisru mi yisru v'yisru mi ben umben mi ben v'haye menakos harasha. Yisru appears by Motzi Shemra and appears by Ben Sorer Umora. Ben Sorer Umora also has a ben by it, and there's a ben by malchus. So you use that two-stage gzeirah shava to teach me v'yisru also by Motzi Shemra also means malchus. Stop there for a moment. And the Shiva Gubetzis here asks, you know, va'anshu, you need a drasha to tell me that means mamon. It says va'anshu also mea kesef in the Torah. So what you have a big chiddush that va'anshu means mamon. Of course it means mamon. That's what the pasuk says. What's the Gemara referring to? So the Shita asks a different question. It says v'yisru oso in the pasuk before va'anshu oso. So why does the Gemara darshan it opposite va'anshu oso? And right, the pasuk says, if you appreciate the sheet by looking in the psukim, it says, "V'lachuzik neha irasa ha'ira hiasa ish v'yisroso." You give him malchus. The anshu oso mea kesef v'nasnu la v'anara ki hotzi shem ra b'sulas Yisrael v'lo siya leisha lo yichal shachal kol yamav. So in the psukim, pasuk yudches is malchus. Pasuk yutes v'anshu oso mea kesef and v'lo siya leisha. So he asks the sheet of Mekubetzes, "Ikal meidak amai hafach sidre dekra." Why does it switch the order of the pasuk? Plus the question of va'anshu, you don't need a drasha for this. It's beferish in the pasuk. So suggest the shita. V'nira li demai dechsev va'anshu oso mea kesef matzina leferushi dahachi ka'amar. It's somewhat unusual because think about the structure of the pasuk. It says malchus and then it says punish him with money and marriage. Shouldn't that be the title of all three things? Va'anshu oso is in the middle. First it says malchus, then it says punish him with mea kesef and velosi elisha. So that's what the Gemara is bothered by, says the Shita. It's unusual, the phraseology. D'may dechsev va'anshu oso mea kesef matzinu l'ferushe t'hachi ka'amar. V'anshu oso umahu onsho, what is the onesh? Sheyitein mea kesef la'avi hanara v'gam shaloti elisha lo'yichal ashachal kal yamav. V'im nefarish kein havadid lo matzis lefarish v'yisru oso zemalkus. If you say v'anshu oso is just referring to what's after it in the pasuk, so then you can't say the previous pasuk of Yisro is referring to Malchus, because that would be put after the introduction of punish. That's why the Gemara first says, right, what's the language of the pasuk? Tana Rabbana v'anshu oso zemamon. If you say v'anshu oso is only referring to the mamon, meaning and not the second thing in the pasuk of Alosi Elisha, so then once you know the second half is also not referring to that included in the Onesh, so even beforehand, the thing beforehand is also not included in the Onesh. If you say v'anshu oso is referring to both things in the pasuk, in the following pasuk, so then v'yisro oso can't be malchus, because then that should be afterwards. That's why the Gemara first establishes that v'anshu oso is only referring to the kesef. Once it does that, then we can say v'yisro oso means malchus as well. So just pshuto shel mikra, the Shiva Kubetzes tells us why the Gemara darshins it in that way, and how to understand the psukim here in Kiseitse. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Azhara la Motzi Shemra minolon. Where do we know the Azhara? The Isra Motzi Shemra. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Milos Elech Rachil. Ezra Belezer says, Los Elech Rachil. Rabbi Nasan Omar, Mivinishmarta Mikol Davara. From that pasuk, guard yourself from any Davara. This is Davara. Rabbi Elazar, my time below Amar Mehai. Why doesn't Rabbi Elazar hold from the pasuk of Vinishmarta? So they each use the other one's pasuk to teach me something else. Hahumi boy leilu kurdiri Pinchas ben Yair. Vinishmarta be called Davara. Mikanam or Pinchas ben Yair. Al Yahar her Adam Bayom. Vyavu lide tuma balaila. Don't do something during the day that could lead to improper thoughts at night. Our dreams are reflections sometimes of what was going on during the day, and therefore we should be careful of what we're involved in during the day so it doesn't lead to any Isser at night. Rabbi Nasan, my time alomar mehai, and why didn't Rabbi Nasan hold of the other pasuk of Loselech Rachil, Hahu Lazar Lebezdin? Because that pasuk that has hard to Bezdin, Shaloye Rach Lazeh, Vikasha Lazeh. Bezdin has to teach all, treat all the parties equally. And that is Lo Telech Rachil, right? That we, the Gemara Darshins, Rashi quotes, Rachil Lashon Rach Li Tihiyah. I mean, you gotta be, equal to, and, honest to everyone. Period. The Chassam Sofer just notes that, interesting, we paskin like both of these other drushes. So if we do that, then what's the source for Motzi Shemra? Right, if we paskin like both, so each tries to work it out exactly how we could paskin like both of these drushes and like, and the source for Motzi Shemra. The Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, in Shar Gimel, he discusses the nature of Motzi Shemra. Gimel Kufyan Aleph. He says, V'hamotzi Shemra. He lists there, obviously, all of the Averis. This is in the category of Misa Bidei Shamayim. He puts this. Motzi Shemra, Shneamar. How do you know that Motzi Shemra gets Misa Bidei Shamayim? Because the Psukim by the Meraglim. V'yamusu ha'anashim motzi'ei dibas ha'aretz ra'ah b'magefa l'frei Hashem. Amru Rabboseinu Zacharim Lavracha. Im ha'motzi Shemra al ha'aretz. On Shoba Misa, Hamoti Shemra al Ish Yisrael, Shinishaiv Bator Bemitzvah, Zalachas Kama Vakama. If Hamoti Shemra on Eretz Yisrael, it's something inanimate. Am Chayiv Misa, like the Meraglim war. So surely, Moti Shemra on a fellow Jew, Vinemar Vachu Oso Mea Kesev Rasulah Vianara. Why? Ki Hotzi Shemra. Hine, Lo Hiskra Kasev Chet O al Asher Haya Mevakesh Nefesh Haisha, Umisavev Lahamisa Bebezdin, Be'edi Sheker Asher Havi Al Znusa. The Torah doesn't say, you know why the husband's punished? Because he tried to kill her. The Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says, because he was Motzi Shemra. Why does the Torah say that? Vehisker Avonos Hashemra, Ki Hu Ha'avon Agadol Yoter, Mina Mevakesh Nefesh Lisposa, Kitzar HaKlima Marmi Maves. Sometimes being embarrassed is even worse than death. Right? The phrase, oh, I'd rather be dead, right, than having to go through this. The Chenam Rabbi Zin Zachron Levracha. Alotso Shemra, Chiba Akasav Malkus Umamon. Lo Al Dvar Asher Bikesh Lamisa. It's an amazing diuk. Chazal have, Ki Hotzi Shemra. That's the reason. Ki Lo Dai, that he quotes, Habeyamotzi Shemra Bidibri Pagam Mishpacha, Ein Lo Kapara Olamis. You can never have a kapara if you're Motzi, a false public statement about somebody. Why? Ki lo dayu b'mechilas achayim, asher heim achayim adena. Ki sibev lahachpir ulahav ish moladatam, asher olidu. You're embarrassing the family and the parents. And what if they're not living anymore? How can you get mechila for that? So he says, very serious. The Yitzhar Motzi Shemra, as the Gemara here says, based on Losedach Rachil, we have to be so careful with the power of our, with the power of our, power of Dibur. Right? We know there's many, so the sources and makaras that talk about the Koach HaDibur, right? We know the carbon coming up, brought on the second day of Pesach, the carbon of Omer, partner with the carbon that we bring on Shavuos, the Shtei HaLechem. The carbon of Omer on the second day is brought from the first grains of barley, and the Shtei HaLechem is brought from the first grains of wheat. They're both Matirim. But what's the difference? So the Baal Musar explain that we go from barley, which is Machal Behema, to wheat, which is Machal Adam. Those are the two carbonos. Barley is animal food, and wheat is fit for human consumption. So we go from the level of animal, and that's what we go through the whole sphera. What's the message? What's the difference between an animal and a person? Koach HaDibur. Like the Kuzari says, Domim Someach Chai Medaber. The Koach HaDibur is what makes us unique. And we mentioned in the past the beautiful thought of Rabbi Leo Schlesinger, who says that maybe that's what explains the Bilam's talking to the donkey. Why did Hashem just make a bas kol go out and say, Bilam, stop going to curse the Jews? Would have been easier. A heavenly voice. There've been Boscos before. Instead, he makes the donkey start talking, and he had to create the donkey bein hashmashus. So, what do you need the donkey for? So, Kadosh Baruch Hu was basically telling Bilam, if you're going to use your koach hadibur for negative purposes, you're no better than a talking animal, because the difference between an animal and a person is the koach hadibur. And if we don't use it properly, then we're just like an animal, just like a talking animal. So, therefore, that's why Dafka uses that to teach Bilam the lesson. Okay, this is crucial for the Koach HaDibur. The other line here quoted is also an important line to discuss. Al Yaharar Adam Bayom B'Yavol Dei Tuma Balayla. Rav Moshe also has a tshuva about this in Evan Ezer, in the first Chelek, in Simin Samach Tes. where he discusses the Isser of Vidishmarta Mikol Davara. So Moshe goes through that there are two separate Isurim. There's Vidishmarta Mikol Davara and Velosa Sur Achre Levavcha Nachre Enechem. Moshe talks about two things. He says, number one, there are Isurim that are Asur because of what it could lead to. And then there are Isurim per se, even not for what it could lead to. Or let me say it this way. For what it could lead to personally, meaning could it lead to Atzah Zera. And then the other Isur is that can lead to Avera. Lead to Avera. Like a person is involved with something, therefore could lead to Avera, Znus. So he says, big nafkamin is women. Meaning women, are they chayev even nishmat to be called davara? See, if it's based on otzah zera, levatala, like we discussed earlier in the Masechta, if women, according to Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim, they're not mitzuvah in that, then there would be no iser. But if it's based on the other iser of a kalit to avera, then men and women are both prone, rachman al islan, to avera. So, but Ramosha talks about these two isurim relating to hirhur, and istaklus, and re'iyav, and nishmat to be called davara, and velos asurach, velavcha, vachreinecha. So Ramosha wrote that in the 1950s, but, obviously, it still applies today. Okay, let's continue. So now we have right in the middle, according to Tosefta, Lo Amar La Edim Bo Veheiduni. What happens if the husband never told the Edim, "Go and testify for me"? Vein Me Edim Osomei Aleim. They came by themselves. The Lalachas of Ozi Shemra apply if it wasn't the husband's doing. So who Eino Loke Veino Nosi Me Aslan? He doesn't get any punishment because he didn't do anything. He Vizomei Me'am Akdim Leves Askila. Like the lesson we had yesterday, but she and the Edom get malchus. He is omes alkadaitach both ella ohi oz of a man makdil on the base of skila. They either or depending if it was true or not. So taima the lo amar lahu. The reason that he the husband is off the hook is because he didn't hire them ha amar lahu. But if he had not hire them, he didn't say to them. But if he had said to them afagav de lo agrinu, even if he didn't hire them. Is that really true? That's what we're medayik from the Tosefta? La afuke mid Rabbi Yehuda. And this would be against Rabbi Yehuda, Titania. Rabbi Yehuda omer, eino chayev, at sheyiskar edim. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're not chayev until he hires them. That's when he's connected to them. If he just says it, it's not enough. My time at Rabbi Yehuda, omer Rabbi Yavo, asya, sima, sima. We have Xer Shava to ribis, which obviously involves money. Ksiv hacha, v'sam la alilos dvarim. He placed inappropriate words. V'ksiv hasam lo sesimun alav neshech. Malahalan mamon af kan mamon. So our Tosefta is against that. Our Tosefta says just if he brings them and he talks to them, but he does not have to pay them. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Chaitani Rav Yosef Tzidoni. Bei Rav Shimon ben Yochai. As Yasima Sima. They also quote that Gzeir Shava of Sima Sima. And Dafke here, paying is going to be chayef. There's a discussion in the Achronim. If somebody pays an aid, the Ksos has a discussion of this in Simen Lamed Daled. He quotes the Ksos is the Shavi Anafshi Ksos. But in the first part of the Ksos, he quotes the Mahari Ben Lev, who has a suffix. If notel schar lahayid, if somebody takes money to testify truthfully, not an aid checker. He says it's a pain for him to go to Bez Din. So somebody says, you know what, I'll give you money. Just go testify. So is he Pasul? Yes. Is he Pasul D'Araisa or Pasul D'Rabbanan? That's not clear. Is it Pasul D'Araisa or not? So he quotes, Ve'viyu l'safik azeh asafik ha'achar shiristafik. After he has that safik, he says, well, it relates to Nogea B'davar. Is Nogea B'davar Pasul because we think he's going to lie or because he's a Karov El Atzmo? But there's no chash sheker. So too, notos schar lahayid. Is it based on he might lie? So then that should apply across the board. If it's just karav la'atzmo, then we shouldn't. Either way, he says, what's the first raya that he tries to bring? Ksubis mem vavim and aleph. You see from here that it is a specific din of hiring by Motzi Shemra. Avalim emes haya hadavar. What if he wasn't found out to be, you know, the husband wasn't proven false? But it's true, and he hired the witnesses, sounds like they would be accepted. So they would be accepted. If he hired them and he's proven false, then Allah Chazabot Yishamer kick in. But if he wasn't, there weren't any Edim Zomin, they would be accepted. What do you mean they're accepted? How can you take money? So it seems like from this Gemara that it's only a Psul D'Rabbanan. The Ksos talks about that, but this is an issue that our Gemara plays a role in. Weiter. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya.
If he says nothing but just hires Edim, is that Motzi
Shemer? If he says nothing and hires, but money talks. I would think that's true. Money is more than talking, right? If he says, can you come, that's step one. If he hires, if he pays them, that's even more.
But if he doesn't even, Does he have to be the person that comes to Bezin and says, I found your daughter, etc.?
If he doesn't come, and he just, if he basically hires them and doesn't go to court, right. I would think it's as if he's there.
Right,
well, I mean, Ein Shlich Dvar Aveira, but he's the one, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's Mustamba, if he's the one that wants to get rid of, you know, he's upset about this marriage. So, Lachor, he would be there. But if not, it's as if he's there. That's what I would assume. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, Sachrin Bekarka Mahu. So, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, if according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to pay, and the makar is ribis, how tightly a connection, a source, is ribis? Is Motzi Shemra subject to the same limitations that ribis is subject to? Meaning, sachron bakarka mahu. What if he hired them by giving them land? Bepachas v'shav epruta mahu. Shneihem bepruta, or both of them altogether for epruta mahu. Boy, right, because all of those are not chayav by ribis. Boy, Rav Ashi, hotzi shemra al hanisuin harishonim mahu. What if he married her and then divorced her and then married her again? And he's Motzi Shemra now in the first marriage. Mahu. Al Nisuei Achim Mahu. What about if he's did Yibum, and then he does Motzi Shemra for his brother? So, Pashim Miachada, we at least have an answer to the last question. The Tani Rav Yona, Esbiti Nasati Lisha Zeh, Lazeh Velolo Yavam. It only applies in this context, and not to, only in this marriage, and not to a previous marriage of the Yavam. It does not apply in that case. Period. My Rabban and my Rabban Elazar ben Yaakov. So, we mentioned earlier, the machlokas, so here it is. What's this machlokas about them? The Tanya. Keter osa shemra, what is the case? Bo, lebala bezim amar, ploni. Lo matzasi, levit chapsulim. He says to the father, I didn't find your daughter, did not have psulim. Im yesh edim shezinsa tachtav. If there are edim, yesh lo ksuba mana. Says he gets a ksuba. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Im yesh edim shezinsa tachtav. Yesh lo ksuba mana. Paskili. No. She's chayev mi, chayev is misa. Helchik Amar. No, this is what it means. Im yish edem she zinsa tachta beskila. Right, then she's chayeves misa. Zinsa meikara, if there are edem that she was mizanet before the erisin. So yish laksuba mana. So then she gets 100. Right, he holds like that day of. Kansa becheskas besula, venim says, kisha becheskas besula, venim says, beula, you still get 100. Nimsa she shame ra. Eino shame ra, and if he lied about Motzi Shemra, then huloka venosi meyasela, bein baal, bein shalo baal. The Tanakama holds, there's no requirement for the first Maisa Biyah. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov omer, lo nemrut varam halalu elo kishabal. No, it's limited. Only kishabal do these halachas kick in. So, says the Gemara, Bishlama, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that you need Biyah, hainu dechsevu, ba'eleha, va'ekrav eleha, because the Pasuk says that. Elo l'rabbanan, mai uba'ela va'ekrav eleha. What does ba'eleha mean? So ubaileha ba'alilos. It means he came to her with words, with tainus. But it doesn't mean an actual maisabia. Bishlam alor b'lazer ben Yaakov haynu dechsev lamatzasi levit chapsulim el rabbanan ma'ilo matzasi levit chapsulim. Right? If there was no bia, so what's he saying? Oh, I didn't find. Sounds like he had a maisabia. Lomatzasi levitcha. I didn't find for your daughter kosher edim to counter the edim that say that she was mizana. Again, explaining it without a maisabia. Bishlam olor b'lezer ben Yaakov, haino dechseh ve'ele b'sulei viti. Fine, going to b'lezer ben Yaakov, I understand it says, these are the b'sulim, el rabbanan mai ve'ele b'sulei viti. There was no bia, so what is he bringing? Ve'ele kosher b'sulei viti. He brings kosher edim that she didn't do anything. Period. Bishlam olor b'lezer ben Yaakov, haino dechseh v'farsu asimla. He spreads the raya out, he explains it in Bezdin, ela. L'rabbanan mayu farsu asimla, amar Rabbi Yavo, farsu mashe samla. He clarifies what he places in front of her. Kidetanya, ufarsu asimla, melame, shebon edim shelzeh, the edim shelzeh, uborinis adavar kisimla chadasha. They clarify it to make it nice and clear. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, omer, no, dvarim kichsavan, simla mamish, no, he brings mamish rayas that she was not a besula. Fine, so we have that machlokas tanoim. Shalach Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rav Yaakov bar Giyori Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan Af Agav Shalom Atzina B'chala Tarakula Shechilek Hakasev Bein Bia Kedarka L'Bia Shalok Kedarka L'Makus L'Onshin. Even though, says Rabbi Yochanan, in all other areas of Halacha, Bia Shalok Kedarka is considered Bia. If somebody has Bia Shalok Kedarka with one of the Arayis, he's Chayef. It's Chayef, Bia Shalok Kedarka, meaning Bia not in the normal way of a husband and a wife. in the Oso Makom, Rabbi Yishalo Kadarka. So even though that applies in all the Torah, the same Yisurim apply, as Rashi quotes, Mishkevei Isha Ksiv, Shnei Mishkevoseha Shavin L'chol Mishpat Arayos. For all Arayos, the same Yisur applies, Aval Moti Shemra Chilek. By Moti Shemra, there's a distinction. Meaning, Eino Chayev Ache Yivol Shalo Kedarka, V'yoti Shemra Kedarka. He has to say that the Bia earlier was anything. Rashi says, even Shalo Kedarka, meaning he got Taina, even if it was Shalo Kedarka, but the Bia right now that he has with his wife has to be Kedarka. A Bia Shalo Kedarka that a husband has with a wife cannot generate the Parsha of Moti Shemra. That is, right, Rashi says, Av Bia Shel Znus, Shehu Motzi Laz Aleha, so Rashi Omer, Abia Kedarka. Let's just read the Rashi. Klomer, Kishaba al Namru Dvarim Ubibi Ilasu Afilu Hishalo Kedarka, Kiechid Lo Chilik Bishar Onshin, Av Bia Shel, I might have just said it the opposite way, Av Bia Shel Znus, Shehu Motzi Laz Aleha, so Rashi Omer, Abia Kedarka. Meaning his Bia could be even Shalo Kedarka, but the earlier one, right, I said the opposite, the earlier one has to be Kedarka. So the Gemara says, Keman, who is that according to? Ikara banan avagav de lobal. Who's Rabbi Yochanan according to? Which Tana? If it's like the Rabbanan, that can't be, because they say even without any Maisa Bia that the husband has, it works. Ikara b'Eliezer ben Yaakov is like b'Eliezer ben Yaakov, so then, idividi kedarka b'inan. You need both kedarka, because you need to write a Maisa Bia, he says, kishabal. So Ella Shalach Rav Kana Mishpeid Rav Yochanan Eino Chayav Al Sheyivo Kedarka V'Yotzi Shemra Kedarka. That's the difference of Moti Shemra. Even though usually Shalo Kedarka is equal to Kedarka, but Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov says when it comes to Moti Shemra, it has to be Kedarka. Fine. Says the Mishnah, as we mentioned, this starts really the next section of the Masechta. It's related because it has to do with the Zechuyos of the father. As we discussed, the father gets the Knas, but really for the next couple of Prakim, we're talking about generally the zchius of the father and the husband. So here we go. Ha'av zakai bebito. A father is zoche in his daughter, meaning he has, when she is a ketana or a na'ara, what was called kiddusha ketana, bekesef b'shtar b'biyah. He could accept kiddushin on her behalf. Kesef and shtar, or give her over for a ma'isa b'biyah to a makadish. Tosfos in kiddushin, in the beginning of the second parak, says that this was very common in the days of old. Because, remember, Tosfos lived in the times of the Crusades. They didn't know what was going to be. People got married very young anyway. Tosfos said, if we could arrange for our daughters to be financially taken care of, we did it. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? Again, if they got married at 15, so getting married at 12 is not such a, you know, so 11 wasn't such a difference, right? In the 1600s, they got married at 16. So it could be that in the 1200s, right, they got married even earlier. So it's, we have to realize that this is obviously something that is created letovas of the girl. Letovah of the girl to give the father this power, not chas v'shalom, anything else. So the father has the rights, kesef shtar and bia. I saw in the Moritz Hadaf, he has a little discussion. We know there's a minhag to fast on the day of a wedding. One of two reasons. Is it like Yom Kippur? Or is it like, you know, you should be focused because it's a serious day, and if you're like not fasting, you might drink something, and you might not be focused. L'may nafkamina, what about Kedusha Ketana? Does the father have to fast that day? It just thinks, if it's like Yom Kippur, no, he doesn't have to fast. If it's like you have to be focused and keep make sure you know what's going on, so then maybe it would apply to the father as well. Interesting. Zakai, what else is he zocha to? Bimitzi asa. What if she finds anything? B'maisi yadeha, her earnings. B'afarza dareha, the power of afarza darim. U'makabalas gita. And he could also accept her get, Rashi adds, as long as there was no nisuin or bagrus yet. Ve'ina ochel peros b'chayeha. But if she gets property from a different source, he does not eat peros. He does not eat anything from that property. Niseis, if she gets married, yes, or love a baal, she'ocha peros b'chayeha. The husband gets the peros. V'chaye b'mezonoseha, and the husband is also chayev in supporting her, u'beperkona, and redeeming her if she's captured, u'bekurasa, and to bury her. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu ani shebi Yisrael, lo yifchos mishnei chalilim u'mekonenes. Even the poorest Jew has to have at least two flutes and a wailer at their levaya. So we'll have to see what exactly is the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. B'kesef minolon. How do you know? What's the source that the father can accept Kiddushei Kesef? So, getting married, Kiddushei Kesef, that's Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron. But how do you know the father has the rights? So, Amar Yehuda Makra, V'yatza Chinam En Kesef. By Yinama Ivriya, she goes free after 6 years, Ein kasef for no money. Ein kasef la adon zeh. There is no kasef for this adon when she goes free. V'yesh kasef adon acher. But a different adon gets kasef umanu avia. That is the father. So ve'ema ladida. This pasuk just shows that there is kesef. Who said it goes to the father? Maybe it goes to her. So Gemara says, "Hashta avia makabo kidusheha." Tichsev es bitin asati lishazeh e shakla kasba. If he has the choice to marry her off, then obviously he's the one that gets the money. See, how could he make the choice and she keep the money? So Gemara says, "Ve'ema hani milik tana." Still, maybe that pasuk is only referring to a tana de les la yad, who has no yad for herself. Aval nara de isla yad e tikdash nafsha ve tishkal kasba. Maybe she should be able to make her own decisions and accept her own money. Amar kra binu reha besaviha. Kol shevach nu'urim la'aviha. The pasuk by Hafaris Nedarim. When she is in a state of na'arus, she is in besaviha. And that's the general drasha. Says the Gemara 1 minute. If that's such a general pasuk, v'elahad amar avuna marav, minayin shemasa abas laviyah, how do we know that the earnings of the daughter go to the father? Shenamar kvichiyim korishas bito la'ama, ma amma masi yadeh l'rabba, we have a kizir hekish, just like in amma ivriya, the maisi yadayim earnings go to the master, abas masi yadeh laviyah, so to the daughter, to the father, so lamali, what do you need that pasuk for? Tepak lemi binu rebe saviyah. That's a general pasuk that includes. So Ella Hahu Bafaris Adar Mudhsiv, it must be that the earlier Pasuk of Binurel is limited. That's only a Hafaris Adar Pasuk. That's not a general Pasuk to teach me everything. And therefore we're back to the original question of maybe Vyasachinim and Kasev is limited to Ktana and not to Nara. V'chite manelef minon. If you want to say, well, you learn from that Pasuk, even though it's only by Hafaris Adarim, Mamona Meisura Lo Yalfinon. Hafaris Adarim has to do with Isser Veheter, right? Nidarim is in Yoredeya. And therefore, you can't learn mamon from iser. And if you want to learn from the knas, that the other cases that we've had by onis b'fad that goes to the father, also mamon miknas lo yafinan. V'chitei manelav miboshes abagam. Right, at least those two go to the father. Shiny boshes abagam davi anami shayach bay. Those are different because that affects the father too. The boshes abagam of her affects his power, who to give it over to. So Ella says the Gemara, how do you know that earlier pasuk is talking about Nara too? Mistavra. It makes sense. The Chimim Ma'id Rachmana Yitzia Dichvasa Kamim Ma'id. When the Torah is excluding something parallel. Right? Excluding something parallel, meaning Rashi says, Ella on the first white line, Kiparta Imala Dida, when you say it goes to her, it must be a parallel, meaning just like by Amma Ivriya, it doesn't go to someone other than her. Meaning her master. So too in the case of excluding, it goes to somebody other than her. That means the father. That would be a parallel limud. Says the Gemara, is it really parallel? V'halo dam yaha yitzi laha yitzi. It's still not exactly parallel. Hasam gabi adon nafgalim irshuse lagamre. By the adon, she totally leaves his rishus. Yitzia da'av akati mechzer mesir lachupa. And by the father, she's still not totally out of his rishus. Answer, may Afaras Adarim be a nafgalim irshusei. She's at least added his rishus for Afaras Adarim purposes. Ditzan, as the Mishnah says, Nara Marasa Avia Uba'ala, Mefirin Lenadareha. Right, the husband also has a power. Again, these last few lines of Amonami Yisur, Amonami Knasa, that relates to the Gra that we've said in the past, that all of Torah is split up, even though Kala Torah Kula Inyan Echad, but it is split up into categories. Mamon, right, we say, Beidam Ladam, Beidin Ladim, Beinega Lanega, the Gra says, the three categories of Torah, of Dini Mamonis, and Isser Veheter, and Tumah Vatara. So sometimes we can't learn one from the other unless we know otherwise. Okay, so we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we'll put up tomorrow's daf from the last time, and we'll pick up on Sunday with Daf Memches.